Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Montreal Expos and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Montreal Expos. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Ron LaFleur. Batting second. The second baseman, Rodney Scott. Batting third. The center fielder, Andre Dawson. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Ellis Valentine. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Larry Parrish. Batting sixth. The catcher, Gary Carter. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Warren Cromarty. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Chris Spear. Batting ninth. The pitcher, David Palmer. Pitching for the Montreal Expos, David Palmer. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Lenny Randle. Batting second. The shortstop, Ivan DeJesu. Batting third. The first baseman, Bill Buckner. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Mike Vail. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Larry Biedner. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Scott Thompson. Batting 7th. The third baseman, Steve Ontiveros. Batting 8th. The catcher, Tim Blackwell. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Mike Krukow. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Mike Krukow. And now, play ball. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur hits a fly ball into right field. Vail settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott strikes out. Two outs. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine hits a fly ball into left field. Biedner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Lenny Randle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randle hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cromarty scoops it up and throws to first, with Palmer covering, for the out. One out. Ivan DeJesu is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeJesu hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Scott scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner hits a fly ball into center field. Dawson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2. With the score, the Expos nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter hits a fly ball into right field. Vail settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Warren Cromarty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromarty hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Mike Vail is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vail hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Larry Biedner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Biedner hits a fly ball into left field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Scott Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Vail moves to second. Steve Ontiveros is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ontiveros strikes out. Two outs. Tim Blackwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blackwell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Scott scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Expos will come to bat. David Palmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Palmer hits a fly ball into left field. Biedner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 0-for-1 in the game. LaFleur hits a fly ball into right field. Vale settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0-for-1 in the game. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Krukow fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Mike Krukow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krukow hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Scott scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lenny Randle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randle is 0-for-1 in the game. Randle hits a ball on the ground towards third. Parrish fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ivan DeJesu is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeJesu is 0-for-1 in the game. DeJesu hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Randle moves to third. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 0-for-1 in the game. Buckner hits a ball on the ground towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Randle scores. DeJesu moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 1-0, Cubs. Mike Vale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vale is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Vale takes first base on ball 4. DeJesu moves to third. Buckner moves to second. Larry Biedner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Biedner is 0-for-1 in the game. Biedner strikes out. Two outs. Scott Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cromarty scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Thompson for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Dawson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Krukow. Dawson moves to second. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 0-for-1 in the game. Valentine hits a ball on the ground towards first. Buckner scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Valentine for the out. Dawson moves to third. One out. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0-for-1 in the game. Parrish strikes out. Two outs. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0-for-1 in the game. Carter hits a pop-up towards short. DeJesu settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Expos nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Steve Ontiveros is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ontiveros is 0-for-1 in the game. Ontiveros strikes out. One out. Tim Blackwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blackwell is 0 for 1 in the game. Blackwell hits a line drive into center field. Dawson picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Dawson. Blackwell moves to second. Mike Krukow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krukow is 0 for 1 in the game. Krukow hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Blackwell moves to third. Two outs. Lenny Randle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randle is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Randle hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Palmer fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Warren Cromartie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromartie is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Cromartie takes first base on ball 4. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 0 for 1 in the game. Spear hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Biedner. Spear reaches second base with a double. Cromartie moves to third. David Palmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Palmer is 0 for 1 in the game. Palmer hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeJesus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 0 for 2 in the game. LaFleur hits a fly ball into right field. Vale settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Cromartie tags and scores. Spear tags and moves to third. Two outs. It's Expos, 1, Cubs, 1. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0 for 2 in the game. Scott strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Ivan DeJesus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeJesus is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. DeJesus strikes out. One out. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Buckner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cromartie scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Buckner for the out. Two outs. Mike Vale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vale is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Vale strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Cubs 1. The Expos will come to bat. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Dawson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 0 for 2 in the game. Valentine hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dawson moves to third. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0 for 2 in the game. Parrish hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Buckner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0 for 2 in the game. Carter hits a fly ball into left field. Biedner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Dawson tags and scores. Two outs. It's 2-1, Expos. Warren Cromartie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromartie is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cromartie hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Krukow fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Larry Biotner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Biotner is 0 for 2 in the game. Biotner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Scott Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Biotner. The throw from Carter and he is safe. Biotner steals second. Scott Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cromartie scoops it up and throws to first, with Palmer covering, for the out. Biotner moves to third. One out. Steve Ontiveros is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ontiveros is 0 for 2 in the game. Ontiveros hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Valentine. Ontiveros reaches second base with a double. Biotner scores. It's Expos, 2, Cubs, 2. Steve Dillard pinch runs for Steve Ontiveros. Tim Blackwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blackwell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Blackwell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Scott scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Dillard moves to third. Two outs. Jesus Figueroa pinch hits for Mike Krukow. Jesus Figueroa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Figueroa hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Palmer fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Cubs 2. The Expos will come to bat. Steve Dillard now playing third base. Lynn McLaughlin now pitching. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Spear hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. David Palmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Palmer is 0 for 2 in the game. Palmer hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Biotner. Palmer reaches second base with a double. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. LaFleur hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Palmer moves to third. Two outs. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0 for 3 in the game. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Lenny Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Randall takes first base on ball 4. Ivan DeJesus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeJesus is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. DeJesus bunts towards the mound. Palmer fields it and throws to first for the out. Randall moves to second. One out. Woody Freeman now pitching. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Buckner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Parrish fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Vail is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vail is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Vail is walked intentionally. Dave Kingman pinch hits for Larry Biotner. Elias Sosa now pitching. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman hits a fly ball into right field. Valentine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Cubs 2. The Expos will come to bat. Mick Kelleher now playing second base. Lenny Randall now playing left field. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles. Dawson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Valentine hits a fly ball into right field. Vale settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0-for-3 in the game. Parrish hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dawson moves to second. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Carter strikes out. Two outs. Warren Cromarty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromarty is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cromarty hits a fly ball into left field. Randall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Scott Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Steve Dillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillard takes first base on ball 4. Tim Blackwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blackwell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Blackwell hits a pop-up towards the mound. Sosa settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Henderson pinch hits for Lynn McLaughlin. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dillard moves to second. Lenny Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Randall hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dillard scores. Henderson moves to second. It's 3-2, Cubs. Ivan DeJesu is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeJesu is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. DeJesu hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Scott scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Expos 2. The Expos will come to bat. Bruce Sutter now pitching. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Spear takes first base on ball 4. Tony Bernazard pinch runs for Chris Spear. Roland Office pinch hits for Elias Sosa. Roland Office is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Office hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bernazard moves to second. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 0-for-3 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. LaFleur bunts towards third. Dillard fields it and throws to first for the out. Bernazard moves to third. Office moves to second. One out. Jerry White pinch hits for Rodney Scott. Jerry White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a fly ball into right field. Vale settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Bernazard tags and scores. Office tags and moves to third. Two outs. It's Expos, 3, Cubs, 3. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 4-for-4 in the game, with 4 singles. Dawson hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Buckner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9. With the score, the Expos 3, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Roland Office now playing left field. Stan Bonson now pitching. Tony Bernazard now playing second base. Bill Almon now playing shortstop. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 0 for 4 in the game. He's got one RBI. Buckner hits a fly ball into left field. Office settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Vale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vale is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Vale strikes out. Two outs. Mick Kelleher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelleher hits a ball on the ground towards short. Almon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Cubs 3. The Expos will come to bat. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Valentine hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeJesus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Parrish hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kelleher settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0 for 3 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Carter hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Warren Cromarty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromarty is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cromarty hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kelleher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Scott Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Thompson is called out on strikes. One out. Steve Dillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillard is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Dillard takes first base on ball 4. Tim Blackwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blackwell is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Blackwell hits a fly ball into left field. Office settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Martin pinch hits for Bruce Sutter. Jerry Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a line drive towards the mound. Bonson reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Cubs 3. The Expos will come to bat. Dick Tidrow now pitching. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard hits a ball on the ground towards first. Buckner scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bernazard for the out. One out. Roland Office is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Office is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Office is called out on strikes. Two outs. Tim Raines pinch hits for Bill Almon. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raines hits a fly ball into left field. Randall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Tim Raines now playing second base. Tony Bernazard now playing shortstop. Lenny Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Randall hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ivan DeJesus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeJesus is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. DeJesus bunts towards first. Cromarty scoops it up and throws to first, with Raines covering, for the out. Randall moves to second. One out. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 0 for 5 in the game. He's got one RBI. Buckner is walked intentionally. Cliff Johnson pinch hits for Mike Vail. Cliff Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson strikes out. Two outs. Jim Tracy pinch hits for Mick Kelleher. Jim Tracy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tracy hits a fly ball into center field. Dawson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Cubs 3. The Expos will come to bat. Cliff Johnson now playing first base. Bill Buckner now playing right field. Jim Tracy now playing left field. Steve Dillard now playing second base. Stan Bonson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonson takes first base on ball 4. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 4 for 5 in the game, with 4 singles. Dawson hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeJesus misplays the ball. That's an error on DeJesus. Bonson moves to second. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single. Valentine hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bonson moves to third. Dawson moves to second. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single. Parrish hits a pop-up towards first. Johnson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Carter hits a fly ball into center field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Bonson tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 4-3, Expos. Warren Cromarty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromarty is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cromarty hits a fly ball into center field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the Expos 4, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Scott Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single. Thompson hits a fly ball into left field. Office settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Dillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillard is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Dillard hits a fly ball into left field. Office settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tim Blackwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blackwell is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single. Blackwell takes first base on ball 4. Barry Foote pinch hits for Dick Tidrow. Barry Foote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foote hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Dawson. Foote reaches second base with a double. Blackwell goes all the way around to score. It's Expos, 4, Cubs, 4. Rick Rochelle pinch runs for Barry Foote. Lenny Randle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randle is 3 for 5 in the game, with 3 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Randle is walked intentionally. Ivan DeJesus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeJesus is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. DeJesus hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cromarty settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 13, with the score, the Expos 4, and the Cubs 4. The Expos will come to bat. Dennis Lamp now pitching. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 0 for 1 in the game. Bernazard hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Blackwell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Roland Office is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Office is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Office hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Dillard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raines is 0 for 1 in the game. Raines takes first base on ball 4. Stan Bonson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Raines. The throw from Blackwell and he is safe. Raines steals second. Tom Hutton pinch hits for Stan Bonson. Tom Hutton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hutton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Dillard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 13, with the score, the Expos 4, and the Cubs 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Dale Murray now pitching. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 0 for 5 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Buckner takes first base on ball 4. Cliff Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson strikes out. One out. Jim Tracy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tracy is 0 for 1 in the game. Tracy hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cromarty scoops it up and throws to first, with Murray covering, for the out. Buckner moves to second. Two outs. Scott Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1 for 6 in the game, with a single. Thompson is walked intentionally. Steve Dillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Murray. Buckner moves to third. Thompson moves to second. Steve Dillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillard is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Dillard hits a fly ball into center field. Dawson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 14, with the score, the Expos 4, and the Cubs 4. The Expos will come to bat. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 4 for 6 in the game, with 4 singles. Dawson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Randall fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 2 for 6 in the game, with 2 singles. Valentine hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1 for 6 in the game, with a single. Parrish hits a fly ball into center field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He has 2 sacrifice flies. He's got 2 RBIs. Carter hits a line drive towards third. Randall reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 14, with the score, the Expos 4, and the Cubs 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Tim Blackwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blackwell is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single and a walk. Blackwell hits a fly ball into center field. Dawson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dennis Lamp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lamp takes first base on ball 4. Lenny Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall is 3 for 5 in the game, with 3 singles and 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Randall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bernazard fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Ivan De Jesus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeJesus is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. DeJesus hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Randall moves to third. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 0-for-5 in the game. With 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Buckner is walked intentionally. DeJesus moves to second. Cliff Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. Johnson hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A grand slam home run. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 8, and Montreal Expos, 4. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.